This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klass Financial, you can give us a call right now. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Some important information about Klass Financial. First, of course, is the website. Everything's online these days. KlassFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we are joined in studio this morning by CJ Kloss and of course Janelle Kalish. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. How you doing, Janelle?
Good. Good morning.
Good to see you. Great to see both of you. And we've got a fantastic show on hand and get ready to roll into it. Don't forget, as always, we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week each and every week right here on 1310 WIBA and Money in Motion. We'll do the question a little bit later on in the program, your chance to win a $25 gift card for StubHub. But before we get rolling on this week's topic, let's take a look back to last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and do not only the question, but give the answer as well.
Right. Last week's question was, according to 2018 Fidelity study, how much do we estimate the average couple retiring at age 65 will need to cover their health care and medical costs in retirement? Is it $100,000, $280,000, or $700,000? And the average couple retiring at age 65 will need $280,000 to cover their health care and medical costs in retirement. And congratulations to Kit, who answered the question correctly.
Fantastic, and we'll do a whole new one this week. Don't forget, if you heard or missed maybe part of last week's, or maybe you want some more information on the question, if you get to KlossFinancial.com, you can download this and all the previous week's podcasts as well. If you have questions for CJ or Janelle, they are here to answer for you. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So we talk about retirement planning a lot on this show, and let's talk about the importance then to understand associated fees and, of course, what's going to show up when we're investing either on our own or with things like 401ks or, of course, using a finance professional. What do people need to know there?
Yes, fees. As a matter of fact, it was a client of ours who came in one time who listened to this radio show who said, you know, I really like your radio show, but why don't you guys consider doing a show on fees? So we've done this a couple times now, but I think this is really important for people to understand and kind of get a sense of what are the different ways that financial advisors get paid for the services that they offer. And furthermore, I've heard about this difference, although maybe many people don't understand it, between a commissioned-based rep or broker versus a fee-based advisor or fiduciary. And there is, by the way, a dramatic difference. It actually not only shows up in the way that that advisor or rep might act or what they're incentivized by, but also legally how they're structured. This becomes very apparent to people when and if they ever enter a case where they're trying to recover dollars from a rep or a broker, and they come to find out that rep or broker never had to have your best interest in mind. So understanding, am I working with a rep or broker, or am I working with an advisor who has to be a fiduciary and act in my best interest? Big difference between the two. So we love to disclose easy and digestible information to shed light on this, so hopefully you will learn something. And to be clear, we feel that it is important that you understand what you're paying for, how much it should approximately cost, and how competitive those costs are before you start investing. Okay, so let's begin. There's different types of investment fees within IRAs, 401ks, after-tax investment accounts. First of all, there can be, in the world of commission-based or rep advisors, there can be what are called loads, which equals a sales charge or a commission charge. An example, when you put money into your IRA, you're likely buying shares in a mutual fund. Not always, but mostly, many times. And the investment professional or rep who's buying those shares from you might get a load. There are what are known as A shares, B shares, and C shares. A shares, as an example, charge a front-end load. So if you invested $1,000 into a front-end load mutual fund that has a 5% front-end load, you'll pay an upfront fee of, or commission, I should say, of $50, and your investment will be reduced to $950. So I put in a grand, and $950 shows up. The other $50 goes to the rep. Therefore, a front-end load charges fees, surprise, surprise, on the front.
Makes sense.
End of that investment. There's then what are known as back-end loaded. And this is, again, think of this as all in the world of a commission-based broker rep. So then there's back-end loaded funds, and these have what are called CDSCs, contingent deferred sales charge. And this could be a B share fund or a C share fund, where maybe you don't pay anything right away up front, but if you leave in a period of time, then you could pay a back-end commission or charge for that. So in the world of commissions, in the world of loads, things to be aware of, many times people will hear annuities. Annuities are sold through commission-based advisors or reps typically, although not always, typically. And those, again, will charge either upfront or some sort of mandatory holding period.
You mentioned three types. We've got the front. We've got the back. What's the third type?
The third type is the no load. And so this becomes interesting because people will say, oh, great. And that's what I want to buy. And you just have to be careful. We would generally say, yeah, we think that's a good idea. Buy no load mutual funds, buy index funds, maybe Vanguard. Vanguard doesn't offer their funds in a front-end loaded capacity because they really believe in bringing costs down. So we're a fan of that. However, there's different ways to package that cost. And so sometimes what you'll run into is a no-load fund where they're not charging up front or on the back end, which is great. However, then the internal costs of that mutual fund sometimes can get jacked up. So you need to know what the internal cost of the fund is, what they call the internal expense ratio. It can be upwards of 1, 2, 3% a year in internal drag on the fund. If you if there's enough cost there, they can be lower than that. I think Vanguard averages 0.25%, 0.35% on their funds, something like that. So you need to know what you're buying.
Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about the different divisions at Kloss Financial. There are three of them. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a little email that comes in your inbox once a week. A great opportunity if you missed part of today's show or maybe you missed some of the previous shows. You actually get a link right there on the weekly Market Pulse newsletter from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And, of course, they are retirement planning professionals, and they are here to help you at Kloss Financial. If you have questions, we'll get you on the air right now. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and CJ and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And CJ and Janelle are here to help you. And give us a call now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We're actually talking about fees this week and helping you understand a little bit more when it comes to fees associated with investing. So we talked a little bit about the three types of loads. Let's talk then about using an advisor, sitting down with an advisor. What are some of the fees that people might experience there, and what do they need to know about that?
Yeah, well, there's different ways that advisors will work with the clients. One is commission only, like CJ just discussed. There are fee advisors. They work for an hourly fee. They may be project based. You know, like if they're doing a financial plan for you, or some other in-depth topic, or they may be they may work for an asset under management fee. This would be if they hold your assets and they charge a percent per year. This might be like 1%. So if you have $750,000 invested with them, they charge 1%. You will pay them $7,500 annually. Now, if you pay quarterly, that's obviously divided by four. They don't charge it each time. And then there's also hybrid firms. Class Financial is a hybrid firm. We charge, we look at what your needs are, and some of our clients are on an hourly base, some are on an asset management base, and some do have a commission account. You want to be aware of this because they are putting on different hats for each type of service they provide to you. But, you know, they're not a bad thing.
Well, so Janelle and I were talking about this before. We actually posture ourselves, and people who have listened to this radio show know this, we posture ourselves as really a fee-based firm. And it's because that's actually what our advisors can offer is fee-based solutions. We don't really allow our advisors to offer new commission-based solutions because the world has evolved enough that we think we can be a fiduciary on behalf of our clients, and that's all that we need to do. However, we are licensed in a hybrid capacity. You can go to our website and you'll see securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc. As a matter of fact, listen to the end of the show and you'll hear that in the disclaimers. And it's like, well, what's that all about? Well, it has to do with the fact that we've been in business 43 years, and 43 years ago, there was no such thing as a fee-based advisor. So we have clients that are still working with us who worked with us, believe it or not, 43 years ago that have these commissioned products that are still in their best interest, but stay on the books. So truth be told, be very cautious of hybrid firms. We are one of them. Be cautious because you have to know, well, what hat are you wearing today, mm-hmm. right? Are you wearing the hat of you're going to sell me a commission-based product even though you tell me you can act as a fiduciary, or are you going to act as a fiduciary? Now, I hope anybody who's come into our office sees that we do not in any way, shape, or form push product onto them. But, you know, a good warning, just a good shot across everybody's bow, three different ways advisors can work with you, commission, fee, and a hybrid. You want to be aware of who it is that you're engaging and how they are engaging you.
Great advice, as always. Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. So we're talking about fees then. Are there other things? We talked kind of about those, a couple of different options there. Are there other things like expense ratios or other issues that people might want to just know about?
Yeah, expense ratios are the fees that cover the annual funding operation expenses of, you know, mutual funds and ETFs. For example, you may see a prospectus that you're in that shows an expense ratio of 1%. That means if you have $1,000 invested, $10 of that will go to the operating costs of the plan, of the mutual fund. This pays for the portfolio managers and their salaries. It pays for distribution and service. So think of that as a marketing expense. If they don't promote their product, you're not going to buy it. You're not going to know about it. And then it also pays for the administrative fees and operating costs, salaries, record keeping, buying and selling, the trade costs, everything like that.
And it also pays to mail that big phone book thing you get once a year. Everybody just looks at it and goes, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Okay.
You know, as we go through this, Janelle and I get smacked in the face with just the reality of the complexity.
Sure.
You know, we've done this long enough that we can kind of breeze through it. But the reality of the complexity and the reality of like, wait a minute, I'm paying for them to market to me. So if I buy the product, I'm literally paying for that marketing. And the answer is, yeah, it's actually one of the reasons we think working with a fiduciary, a fee-based advisor who says, I'm going to put your interests ahead of mine, matters. Mm-hmm. I think it matters big time. Because when you look at a fund and you say, well, I can buy the A share, the B share, the C share, the 529 college savings share, I can buy the I share, the F share, the F1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, this is literally the world in which we live. Mm-hmm. There could be 8 share classes of one mutual fund. And what is the difference of all of those? How it's being distributed to you or paying a financial advisor or broker. That's literally what it's all about. So at the end of the day, how do you know what share class you're buying, how much it costs, and whether it's in your best interest? Well, for starters, you might want to work with somebody who actually must legally work in your best interest, right? Instead of somebody who is a rep who sells a product for a commission. So really important. In our humble opinion, most people, not all, most people should be centering their attention on the fee-based fiduciaries of the world, because then as they enter through the doors of that financial advisor's office, they just know, hey, I know this person has to offer me something that's in my best interest.
And one of the nice things with Kloss Financial is if you have questions about any of this stuff, you can always pick up the phone, give them a call. They are open to giving you answers. And, of course, that first meeting at Kloss Financial, it's complimentary. It's not going to cost you anything. Their telephone number, 442-5637 at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You can find them online as well, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Great website there. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and CJ. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined by our retirement planning professionals, Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking about fees and the importance of understanding what those fees are and what you're exactly paying for. And of course, fees are a factor. If you're working, you guys are working, people are working. If you're having somebody work for you, there is going to be cost associated with that. And it's important to kind of understand that. So let's talk about, you know, of course, as I mentioned, always going to be fees associated with investing, but there is an important to kind of importance to kind of look big picture and see how those fees affect you the long in long term, correct?
Right. Sometimes some of us are very short-sighted when we look at fees and what it really means. Fees are in the news constantly, and it's like you got to get the lowest fees, you got to get the lowest fees. But you really want to look at what the value of the fee is. Are you getting good advice through both good and bad markets? Are you staying on course with the help of your professional? And are you focusing on the long-term results of your portfolio versus just getting the lowest cost fees? I mean, you can get some really cheap funds, but they may not be what you need. Mm-hmm. And then finally, do you understand how you are charged? How much are you charged and what the overall structure of the fees is? You know, like we discussed before, is it commission only, and they're going to sell you at one time and not get back to you? Are you getting a fee-based advisor who's not meeting with you regularly, or are they meeting with you on a regular basis, you know, making sure that what you have is the best fit for you?
Very good. And CJ, I know there's something you wanted to add to
that. Yeah, so you know, this notion of fees and value, sometimes people say, hey, well, we're listening to you today, so tell me more about how you all are structured. So I mentioned we're a hybrid firm. We really act more like a fee-based firm because we just don't offer any new commission-based products to clients. However, we are hybrid. You need to know that. And yet, this whole notion of fees and value. So where do we fall in the world of fee-based advisor? Where do we fall in that spectrum? And I will just tell you, you know, full out, we are not the cheapest solution. If you are looking for ways to buy investments in the cheapest way, there's some really cheap options out there. I'll give you a couple. Robinhood, you can buy stocks without a commission, without any cost. So that's an app. You can find Robinhood. Betterment is an RIA, just structured just like we are, registered investment advisory firm that does asset allocation models for like 0.25% a year. Vanguard is this incredible index fund family where you can go buy really inexpensive internal expense mutual funds. So if all you care about is fees and value means nothing to you, please do not come talking to us because you will be disappointed. If, however, you say, well, I do care about fees, certainly. I want it to be, you know, as cheap as possible. However, I value expertise and advice. That's where people come to us. So the example of this would be, listen, my attorney is no better at reading than I am. My attorney, in the case of the attorney that I work with, has really had no additional significant education beyond what I have. And yet, I pay my attorney about $300 an hour to create our estate plan. Because the attorney says to me, oh, yeah, you're misunderstanding how you're reading that. Actually, here's how it plays out in the court of law. And in the last 15 cases that I was a part of, here's how it was ruled on. You see the difference?
Yeah.
I can read. The attorney has experience in actually seeing it play out in the court of law. So I pay for that experience, not because I think that person can read better than I can. So the point of this is to say, do you value experience and advice? And then what is the value proposition of that? The final example I'll give is I buy Starbucks coffee. I've said this on the show before. I buy Starbucks coffee. I really like good tasting coffee. By the way, nobody's pulling wool over my eyes. I get that I'm paying like four times what I could half a mile down the road at the gas station. But I don't like gas station coffee. I like high quality coffee. So this is to say, we make these decisions throughout our entire life of value versus cost. The question is, how much do you value and or need the services of a full financial advisor? Some people do not, and that's great. You don't need to talk to us. Other people do, and that's really where our advice comes in.
Well stated, well said. By the way, we do have free coffee in this building.
I'll bet it tastes really great, Sean.
It's delivered by the guy that brings our floor mats, so we'll leave it at that. You get what you pay for. You are absolutely right. CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. A lot of fantastic information on the website. By the way, I saw congratulations to Malia, who's with us often on this show. I didn't realize she was doing some MBA. She's
Malia is incredible. She actually has her master's in international business, and she just completed her MBA. And she's in her mid-50s. I mean, she's taking the world by storm.
Congratulations to Malia. And again, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you ever have any questions or you want to sit down with folks at Kloss Financial, don't forget that first appointment. It's complimentary. It's not going to cost you anything. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. I'll ask you in just a moment the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for StubHub. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Does a front-end load fund charge a fee at the beginning, when you first invest, or at the end? First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for StubHub. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And, of course, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ, Janelle, great to see you. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, and Dan Connery comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through InvestiCorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.